The island of Cyprus is the last divided country in Europe. In the northern half, the population is ethnic Turk, in the south, ethnic Greek. It has been split like that ever since 1974, when Turkey's army invaded the island in response to a Greek-led coup. Thousands of ethnic Greeks fled south, and ethnic Turks fled north. Properties were abandoned. Idling cars were left empty. When NPR's Guy Raz crossed into northern Cyprus from the thriving Greek south, it was like stepping three decades back in time.
Northern Cyprus is a curious place. It considers itself an independent state, yet only one country in the world, Turkey, recognizes it. There's a police force, a fire brigade, municipal officials, a bureaucracy, all the trappings of a state. But the Greeks, on the other side of the buffer zone, just call the north the occupied part of the island.
The state exists. You can't say it doesn't exist. It exists.
That's Rauf Denktaş. At 81 years old, the face and symbol of the Turkish Cypriot dream for self-determination. Most Western diplomats like to think of him as the symbol of Turkish Cypriot intransigence and the unwillingness to reunite the island. Denktaş describes himself a bit differently.
Family man, photographer, dog lover, animal lover, nature lover.
Denktaş is short, round, and bald. His small dog has free rein in the office. Songbirds chirp away in the corner. He's been the president of Turkish Cyprus since the island's division in 1974, and now presides over one of the strangest pieces of land on Earth. The northern part of the island's about the size of Connecticut. Half of its economy is subsidized by Turkey. All of its products are brought in on Turkish barges every day. It's a rough and beautiful place, mostly undeveloped, and parts of it are frozen in time. This is Famagusta, or Magusa, as the Turks call it. It's northern Cyprus's second largest town, which means only about 40,000 people. A little less than half of the place, a district known as Varosha, is surrounded by a fence. Imagine looking at the Santa Monica Bay in Los Angeles, seeing all the hotels and high-rises, the shops and cafes along the beach. That's what it looks like from here, except it's deserted. On one day in 1974, when the Turkish army invaded, the Greek Cypriots who lived here ran fast. There are still outdoor tables and beach chairs scattered along the coast, stuck in the same places since that day. Coffee cups from 30 years ago sit abandoned on tables. No one's allowed inside, and today it's a closed Turkish military zone. The nearby buffer area between Greek and Turkish Cyprus is a band of territory about 200 yards wide that stretches across the island from north to south. Inside this parcel of land are apartment buildings, a car dealership with cars inside, shops, banks, almost everything empty. Turkish Cypriots can only leave the island by flying to Turkey. No other country allows direct flights to or from northern Cyprus. Meta Hatay, a political observer here, says the feeling of isolation is starting to get at the population.
People feel that they're isolated and they want to be part of the world. And to achieve that goal is to sign an agreement with the Greek Cypriots.
And so there is a growing sense of inevitability here these days, that the dream of independence will likely be trumped by the economic interests of reuniting with the Greek side. And for most Turkish Cypriots, with a few exceptions like Rauf Denktaş, that's just fine. Guy Raz, NPR News, Nicosia in northern Cyprus.